Science. I should just change the name to The Font Show.
The Font Show.
Everyone's like, The Font Show. Yeah. We should just call it that. But hi.
Hi.
What, do you have anything for the topic?
Oh, yeah, I do. So I wonder if the host could speak to graffiti and tagging.
Yes.
You know,
I love
when
graffiti.
When I was a younger person, I used to be a pretty big tagger. And that was the first kind of font that I learned, you know, like, and, you know, having to repeat it over and over again, kind of learning how to repeat a font and to use a spray can, which was even, you know, tougher than what the hosts were talking about, like feather or with shells or whatever. It's,
yeah.
The difficulty of having to, sorry, I'm working out right now. I might be out of breath.
That's awesome.
Are you bragging?
Wait, what you doing? What rep you on?
I'm on the rowing machine, and I 437 rows.
You're on the rowing machine.
I've been going
machine.
For 19 minutes.
I want to do a whole radio show on a row machine.
Oh, it's
it
not
sounds
bad
really hard. Well, I'm really glad that you're calling in during your reps.
Well, I'm just really enjoying. So have you ever tagged? Has
you know, actually, and I feel like I don't want to admit it, but yeah, I definitely did a little graffitiing in the day.
What was your tag name?
I don't want to tell you. I didn't have a tag name, but uh-huh. I did a lot more stenciling. So I would stencil, I would cut things out as a stencil, and then I would go into the night and you know, it was too embarrassing to say what I was stenciling.
No,
but...
I'm almost off the machine. I'm sorry. I'll be off in a second. Oh, there's a line behind me.
Are they at the gym?
Are you at Blink? What are you, it's Planet Fitness?
It's a,
I
it's
really
a Blink.
Hope that they're playing this show.
I
on
am going to be
Planet
off.
Fitness, yeah.
I know. I'm on the phone. Oh, look, I got to go.
All right. Thank you. That feels not real.
That actually made my cheeks hurt. That made my...
I'm going to tell you, when I work out, when I'm on the elliptical and running on the treadmill, I'm always thinking about fonts in this show. And
Fonts.
But that caller did bring up a really good point about graffiti. Did you ever graffiti
no.
that?
No, I've never... Actually, I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever even sprayed...
You've never used a spray can?
No. It looks like so much fun. I'm not anti it, but I don't know.
You never even like bought a piece of furniture and thought, I want this to be lime green.
Oh.
At all? Oh, because you're colorblind. So it's fine as it is.
Sad thing. I like colors. I just.
How?
It's just, I see them and I like them, but I don't think about them. I'm like, ooh, I like.
I could change that.
That or like, yeah. What color is that? I just don't even.
This
I just
is
think,
fine.
That
this
is a pretty looking color.
Okay.
I like that color, and that's.
But
where
you're
it
never
ends.
Like I could recreate
I'm,
that.
I'm wrong so often on what the color is that I just stopped trying.
Oh,
to...
that's sad. That's a sad story.
No, it's okay. I still like color.
But you know, you should. You definitely should pick up a spray can and like create a,
what
a
am I
garbage
spray
daddy
now?
Garbage can spray. Yeah, spray that all over
what
the
am
walls.
I gonna even spray? I got nothing to spray.
You can spray something. Everyone's got something.
Let me spray this building.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have anything
don't
I can spray.
Don't tell station manager Ken that you're going to start tagging up the building.
That's what I'm going to start tagging the side.
With your
my
DJ
little,
name.
A little hot dog
time
or something.
That you're on.
I did used to draw hot dogs everywhere, but that's not really graffiti.
Did you write anything underneath the hot
no,
dog?
No, I put a top hat on it.
That's nice. All right, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We've got a couple minutes left and can take a call. I think, was the board lit up? I can't really
no,
tell.
No, we have no
here.
Calls right
we
now.
We have no calls. You know what? That's totally fine. I really enjoy the graffiti comment because I weirdly forgot about that. But it's something that
yeah,
when you're walking.
Like a very,
yeah, and
it's
when you're.
Like, I mean, it's kind of different every time you see it a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's like very specific to like.
Yeah, and I personally love, like, if you look at those old kind of, you know, there's a lot of photos from, like, the 80s when all of the New York subway cars were just, like, bombed.
Yes. Yeah, so
it looks
cool.
So cool, and they're just layers and layers and layers. I wish we had painted cars again. Like, all this clean silver, like, I get it, but it's so boring. Like, I think I like some of the grittiness to... come back a little bit, or some of the artistry. It feels like when you walk into a city and there's murals and there's art and there's tags, to me, it feels like that city's alive. Like, yeah. People are creative and they have to create. I will say, I don't like when it's just some like terrible bomb. Like, you just wrote your name. Like, give me a color, bevel it. Like, give me a backsplash.
Bevel,
like,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. I want it to be like, give me a 3D, add a little sparkle. Like, put some love into it. If you're going to, you know, get busted by the cops, that better look good.
There better be some style to it.
Worth it. Give me some style. Or make the little S that we were talking about.
Yeah, or
make
that.
Make the little or diamond
either
S.
Style or that little diamond,
diamond S.
Does it have a name?
We don't know. It's just the little, know. I like want to draw it right. I'm drawing it right now as we speak.
I can see it. That's
that!
It. Oh, my
That's
God.
It. It's nope. So good. It's so good. Well, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We probably can take maybe one more call if people call in. But that's okay. No, we don't have to. I think we can probably wrap up the show. Matt is nodding. He's the time police over here. You're the engineer.
Listen, if there was one phone on call in there, we could take it real quick.
Nah.
We got like 50 seconds. We got to get out of here.
No, we got to get out of here. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This has been Between the Lines, also known as The Font Show. And my name is Jackie. And you've been joining me and my beautiful engineer, Matt. And now for the legal ID. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the beautiful Mark 2100, 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, chillin'. Down that old lonesome road.
look up, look up and see your mind the whole day through his home. Where he toting such a heavy load, trudging on down that old lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you drive along. Look down that lonesome road before you drive along. Look up and see your maker for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary tow, such a heavy load, trudging on down that old lonesome road. Look down
tonight. We'd like to say good evening to everybody and glad to have you all with us.
Lord, yeah, glad to have anybody.
Welcome to the Rec Bar in the Yankee Clipper, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. Lord, we sure like it here too, you know that?
I tell you what, if you give me a sexy light there.
A sexy light?
Yes, sir, please. And,
like that?
Okay. Right back in the dark again.
How's that?
And give me a C minor chord.
You think a sexy light helps you sing any better?
No.
That was my decision, too.
You give me a C minor chord, we'll sing this song. I didn't want you to play a whole darn song. I just want the chord there.
That's just one chord?
Yes, sir, please. Yeah.
How's that? Yeah. Would you like any of them?
Goodbye. No use leading with our chins. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely to say thank you.
You don't want to applaud for her too much, or she'd be wanting money.
He pays me in last night's green stains.
How many books you got?
I got 7 books after 13 years of work.
Little Shark Bob, be back in a few short minutes. We hope you'll all stay with us. I'd like to say thanks for being so nice. Don't nobody go away and always remember this.
Welcome to 21 Lounge on WFMU. We were just listening to Christie and Coates, Bobby Christie and Smokey Coates, a great couple who would play. Smokey played a Jaguar, Fender Jaguar, but Christy played like a piano, but also had a Fender Rhodes piano bass, like strapped onto the piano, which is kind of cool. And in fact, the Fender Rhodes piano bass, the other person who used one, oh wait, what's going on here? Quite low. Like I'm talking so low. That's much better. Oh my god. That was Christian Coates from Art Records. And as I was saying, Christy was playing a Fender Rhodes piano bass, and her form is amazing on the piano bass. It's the same year that Ray Manzarek started using one with the Doors. I think he had it strapped onto an electric piano, but same idea, play the bass with your left hand. There's not much online about Christian Coates. About the only thing I found was in 1980, they were playing a place called the Wart Hotel, W-O-R-T, in Silver Dollar Bar in Jackson, Wyoming. And there was a fire. It says, according to the thing here, and this place had been around like since the 40s. It had been an illegal gambling place and had this huge bar with over 2,000 uncirculated silver dollars like built into the bar top. So anyway, the place caught fire, and according to the paper, it says, at around 7:40 p.m. on August 5th, 1980, the Wart caught fire. Christy and the Coates were playing that night. They had barely started when they were told about the blaze. Bobby Christy calmly told patrons to exit the building, and she and her bandmates grabbed their instruments and headed outside. The second floor was lost. The volunteers made a desperate bid to save the bar, and there was a lot of damage, but they did save the actual silver dollar bar with all the coins in it and were able to restore it. So yeah, it's sometimes that happens, I guess. Before that, we started off with the Mr. Lucky theme from Don Hayes, also on Art Records. And basically tonight, I want to just dive deep on Art Records. And I think I've said this before, it's the label that kind of got me into this whole collecting lounge performers. It started in 1945 as a transcription service in the Cadillac Hotel in Miami Beach, Florida. And it was called the American Recording and Transcription Service, which then became ART. And this guy, Harold Doan, he owned it, and he was the A&R director, and he did the recordings. And he started really more with calypso bands in the Bahamas and would make records that then were sold by the artist to the patrons at the club. And then it was like mid-60s, he really got into like the lounge acts that were playing in South Florida. And what I love about his recordings is he recorded them mostly in the place these people played. They're like field recordings. And to me, he's like the Alan Lomax of lounge performers. He just, he did this for over 40 years, finally retired in the 80s. And apparently he recorded about 900 reels of tapes of performances. Apparently he sold the catalog to a couple of guys who have since sort of disappeared. And at the time they said they were only able to save about half of the masters, the tapes. But anyway, art is, you know, what I like about it is you really get to hear the performer with the audience, and you see how, and you just heard an example of this with these guys, how they had to entertain. They had to tell a few jokes here and there. So we'll continue on in that you know, frame of mind with this next artist who's put three albums out on Art Records, and he's probably one of the more famous alumni of the label. He went on to have sort of a country and western career in Nashville. He was Canadian, ended up in, I think he first started playing in Montreal in the 50s, and 64 he moved to Miami, and then he started making these records, the ones I'm going to play for you here. He was a one-man show. He would do skits, impersonations, and play and sing. And he was a great guitar player, and he used a lot of effects that you'll hear. According to his liner notes, he used a Fender Stratocaster, a Fender amp, a Vox wah-wah pedal, and an Echoplex. And he's just he's a really great artist, I think, in terms of like... you know, being able to do it all. And his name is Ronnie Prophet, and we're going to do a little set of Ronnie's music. So starting off with him recorded live at the Jolly Roger Hotel in Fort Lauderdale from 1965, here's Ronnie with King of the Road.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jolly Roger proudly presents Ronnie Prophet.
Thank you. Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing the broom, buys an 8x12 bedroom hammer. My enemy's by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoe, I don't pay no union dues, I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around, I'm a man of means by no means king of the road. I know every engineer and every train, all of the children and all of the names, and every handout in every town, in every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pet. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing a boom by 8x12 for bedroom. Mama, my enemies by no means king of the road.
horse and all that. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no path. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing a broom. Buys an 8 by 12 four bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Mother cool of the road, wake out of the road. King of the road. The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to be. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips and so did I. Shadow of your smile, the shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips and so did I. The shadow of your smile.
You know, to be a star in this business, it's different from what it used to be. For instance, you got to have long hair down to your shoulders, you know, and acne's big. Yeah, you got to have a lot of pimples, you know. Kid wakes up when he's 14, he says, "Oh, look, Ma, my face broke out. Get me a guitar." Of course, then they buy all the equipment and they need a semi-trailer to cart it around in, you know. And of course, then they take guitar lessons. They learn how to play C, A minor, F, and one of those other chords. And of course, they use a lot of psychedelic lighting, echo chamber, and their amplifier usually puts out about 4,000 watts, you see. And they sound a little bit like this. Yay, 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 well, my sister got pimples on her face, la, la. My brother just died, and then the girls come in, you see. La, 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 la. some little guy about 3.5 feet high walks up and he says, burr, bu, bu, burr, bu, bu, burr, 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 burr. And that's rock and roll music today, by God. All right. I help Mom and Dad. They make money, though, because I get paid to do what I do up here. I end up giving most of it to Uncle Sam. Of course, he says he's going to give it back to me when I'm 65. That's like giving peanuts to a squirrel after he's lost all his teeth, you know? Good evening and welcome to the second set of the evening. Yours truly, Ronnie Prophet, with you. Do we have a request down here? Somebody says, Ron, let's try a take on Yellow Bird. Yellow bird. Stir some more ice up down there, Ag. Yellow bird. Right on top of me. Did your lady friend leave a nest again? That is very sad. Makes me feel so bad. You may fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me. Oh, I wish I was a yellow bird. I'd fly away with you. But I'm not a yellow bird. So here I sit alone and so blue. Yellow bird, high in banana tree. Yellow bird, sit all alone like me. Did your lady friend leave a nest again? That is very sad, makes me feel so bad. You may fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me. Also have a pretty girl. She's not with me today. They always say that pretty girls take tenderness and they fly away. Yellow bird, high in banana tree. All alone like me. Birdies and the little birdie, she says, and he says, and she says, and he says, and she says, and he says, $50. Thank you. Going back a few years, instrumentally, taken from the movie The Third Man.
Thank you.
Such a wonderful audience. And we'll see you again tomorrow night. In the meantime, this has been yours, truly, Ronnie Prophet, on behalf of all the staff here at the Bahama Hotel, saying good night, God bless you. If you're driving, drink, meet the traffic with confidence. Thank you. Good night.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to 21 Lounge on WFMU. That was Ronnie Prophet. Big set from Ronnie. He just finished up there with Ghost Riders, his psycho instrumental version from Volume 3 of Ronnie Prophet. Before that, Music to Watch Girls By, also from Volume 3. The Third Man theme came from his first album on Art Records, which was just called Ronnie Prophet. And before that, Yellow Bird from Volume 3, and his little jab at those kids and their rock and roll music and Beatles and all that with a song he calls Rock and Roll Music. And before that, The Shadow of Your Smile. So yeah, Ronnie went on to like win Juno Awards for like being the best singer of the year. I mean, he went on to have a completely... and then he ended up in Branson for many years, I think. But anyway, that's the vibe of art, you know, art records. You're just in there with the artist, listening to their act. I'm going to just quickly do three more songs from art records that sort of covers a 50-year span. Like, starting with the first thing that's actually available, which is Art Records number 2. Art Records number 1 is a mystery. It's never shown up anywhere. The people who have chronicled the label can't find it. It's never shown up at Discogs or eBay or anywhere else. So, still looking for that one. But number 2, which was released in 1949, and this is when, for the first few years, Art Records was all 78s. And they would do 10-inch 78s in those sort of albums, the booklets with 3 or 4 records in it. And the first artist they put out was a woman named Goody Goodall. And she was a lounge performer, a piano player and singer. And she put out, she kind of did risque material. In fact, several of these I realized I really can't play. But most of them are pretty mild. The one I'm going to play is not so bad. But the really interesting thing about Goody, and this is getting back to another fire story, so I don't know if it's fire safety night, but look for the exits when you go into any lounge, okay? She was at the very infamous, she was playing when the Coconut Grove fire happened in Boston, Massachusetts in 1942. It's the deadliest nightclub fire in history. 492 people died. And she actually wrote a diary. She has a diary in her hand that has kind of been circulated and people have quoted from this, but she describes it in the diary. And she said what happened was she was on a revolving stage and she said it was 10:15 p.m. She heard the bartender tell a 14-year-old busboy to put a bulb back in the tree as people had wanted to be in the dark. They had these fake coconut trees with fronds and lights on them. And she said, he struck a match to see what was doing and all hell broke loose. My fingers froze on the piano keys. So she goes on and on about like how she ran through the building and some people helped her go through some iron bars because they had bolted most of the place down so you couldn't get out because people were sneaking in. But she was able to get out. And then, a couple of years later, she recorded these tracks, which came out on Art Records. So, I'm going to play you... it's a medley, which I like that even in 1949, lounge people were already throwing songs together. And it's from her album called... Her Piano and Intimate Songs. It's Art Number 2, 4 10-inch 78 disc in a booklet. And this one is called Back in the Saddle Again with I Hear You Knockin'.
Cowboy was drafted and going away. To his mountain sweetheart, the cowboy did say, please wait for me, Nellie darling. And when the war is through, I'll hurry home, Nellie darling, and be back in the saddle with you. Each night I know I'll be pining I'll miss your lady, 88, and the call of the canyon each they say. But when they finish this wrangle, when skies again are blue, you'll hear my spurs jingle jangle as I'm back in the saddle with you. Ay, 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 ay. You went away and left me, although I never knew that you never loved me, that you'd be untrue. Now I want to tell you what I'm gonna do. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you scratching, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. You stayed away too long. I get so lonesome for you now and then. I used to love you, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. You stayed away too long. I'd like to mention attention is something I go for. While hanging around, I finally found that, baby, your time's my time. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you scratching, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. You stayed away too long.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Every boy would find what I've found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
What goes up must come down. spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles, and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
Welcome back to 21 Lounge on WFMU. I'll go ahead and tell you, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. All right, we were just listening to a 50-year span of art records of the work of Harold Doan, recording bands over several decades. We ended with Ben Champion, or we just heard Ben Champion Trio doing Spinning Wheel. Yes, I had to get a spinning wheel into the show. Before that was the Danny Bridge Trio, a rare single on the label with Everybody Loves Somebody, live at the Seashore Resort Hotel. And we started with Goody Goodall with Back in the Saddle Again, and I Hear You Knocking. Just wanted to let you know a couple of things before I take us out with an organ player from the art label, which is that Becky will be right up with the Honky Tonk Radio Girl. And then tonight, from 9 to midnight, this week only, Gaylord Fields filling in for Olivia, so don't miss that. And I'll be back on Friday, the 4th, from 9 to noon for John Allen. So tune in for that extravaganza. We're going to finish it up with Woody Martins playing his Hammond organ from Woody's Mood on the Art Label. See you next week. Well, see you Friday if you tune in.
Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky. honky tonk radio girl. She's your honky tonk radio girl.
Folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. My name's Becky, and I'm here every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time playing country music for you. And anytime you want, if you're listening back in the archives or on the web, if you're just not in the Eastern Time Zone. I work for a British company, and I have to remind them that even though, you know, they claim they invented time, the rest of us exist, so 6 a.m. is not actually a civil time to have a Zoom call. Maybe someday they'll hear me. I don't have a call at 6 a.m. tomorrow or anything. Anyway, let's hear from the Leuven Brothers, shall we? You're listening to WFMU.
Pitfall! What am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of a love that isn't true. The first time that I met you, you let me hold your hand. You led me on and made me think that I could be your man. The way you cuddled close to me and held your lips so near. Sudden fear, then I fell.
Pitfall.
What am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of a love that isn't true. Whispered in my ear. My head was spinning round and round, my brain just wasn't clear. You told me that you loved me and forever you'd be true. And with your lips pressed close to mine, oh, what else could I do? Then I fell.
And I believe them with all my heart. But now those blue eyes found their love with another. Now I'm all alone. Blue eyes, how could you? Blue eyes, how could you? I've got the blues right here in my heart, 'cause now I'm on my own. Blue eyes, how could you leave me alone? They told me brown eyes won't let you down, eyes, and I believe them with all my heart. But now those brown eyes have their eyes on another, and I'm all alone. Brown eyes, how could you? Brown eyes, how could you? You took your brown eyes out of my heart, and now I'm on my own. Brown eyes, how could you leave me alone? They told me green eyes, say what they mean, eyes, and I believe them with all my heart. But now those green eyes look with love at another, and I'm all alone. Green eyes, how could you? Green eyes, how could you? Those green eyes said goodbye to my heart, and now I'm on my own. Green eyes, how could you?